with your host Angela Breyer Stevenson on Channel Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Who Cares Wins. It's me, Angela Breyer Stevenson, here in the glorious Channel Radio studios down here on Romney Marsh with the alpacas. I saw them this morning. They waved as I drove by. So, I'm in the studio. I'm not alone. Fear not. Last week we had wonderful Jack Raven Bushcraft on an interview and the wonderful Jane Dunsby from Inspirational Changes. So I think it's quite appropriate to mention that as of last week we had a talk about the forest and foraging and living healthy and getting outdoors. And actually today is International Day of Forests. Did you know that, listener? I know, I'm full of information, aren't I, of useless information. But actually today is known as the International Day of Forests, which if you want to check out any more information, then if you go to the UN.org, then you can find there is a link there. But it's actually all to do, on a more serious note, that forests do cover a third of our Earth's land mass, and they do perform vital functions, as I'm sure Jack Raven Bushcraft will be able to shout here in the background to me. And so today is actually raising awareness of how forests are key to the planet's supply of fresh water. So they're actually hooking up. And so today is actually a joint celebration and awareness of the International Day of Forests and World Water Day as well. Because World Water Day is actually tomorrow, the 22nd of March, and today is the 21st of March, the International Day of Forests. And also, listener, if you've seen my madness on Twitter, don't panic. I know that you think I'm mad, and you are correct, but you probably saw a pair of socks that I tweeted. One was Winnie the Pooh, and the other one was my Land Rovers. Yes, I am wearing alternate socks today. It's actually all in aid of the 11th anniversary of World Down Syndrome Day. So if you want to raise your support, there are various hashtags that you can use on Twitter. I use the hashtag lots of socks, which is one of their awareness campaigns for today. Also, if you do hashtag WDSD16, so that's World Down Syndrome Day 16, and also My Friends, My Community. So if you're doing anything to do with World Down Syndrome Day, you're raising awareness, you're doing fundraising, you're doing something daft with your socks, or you just want to retweet your socks and let us know what they look like, then just tag us at CaresWins on Twitter and we will give you a shout out. So yes, little useless information there, but also very important information to be aware of. So I hope you liked last week's show. And this week I have two wonderful ladies joining me in the studio. They look so excited. they're panicking that I've locked them in. They're not sure about that. But if I could just formally welcome both Sarah and Sarah from CAP Advocacy. So welcome to the studio. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
You look delightful with your headphones on there.
Thank you. And
I will tweet out photos in a moment, listener. Don't panic. So we're going to talk about your role within CAP Advocacy and also some news, hot news that's coming out from the 1st of April. There's going to be another new website. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to explain to you, the listener, what advocacy means. We're going to explain the role of CAP and what they do and also their contact details. So standard format for you. But in between that, we're going to have a little bit of sing-song. No, don't panic, listener. It's not me. We are going to play some real songs as chosen by our wonderful guests this afternoon. So big shout outs just for our sponsors, CKC Global Media. Thank you so much for sponsoring and supporting us through Twitter, through Facebook and beyond. And also Wrinkly Roadshow. Remember the Wrinkly Roadshow. Now, this something might be of interest to you, you lovely ladies. The Wrinkly Roadshow, you may recall, I have been banging on about it since January. And the wrinklyroadshow.com is the place to go and find out, because they are doing all sorts of tours of Kent this year to promote what's going on in the local community or what is available for people in later life who need support, whether it be personally to them or they want to find out what's going on in their local community that gets them out and about, whether it's flower clubs, whether it's running, walking clubs, whether it's some strange addiction to bridge or card playing or anything like that. Or it could be the flip side of that, where you yourself have an elderly member in your family that you're trying to find support regarding healthcare, regarding care homes, regarding financial planning, the legal aspect of perhaps wills, powers of attorney, all sorts of things. So the wrinklyroadshow.com have put together these wonderful tours where there's all sorts of exhibitors there that you can go along to and find out this information all for free. Yes, F-R-E-E, free. And if you wish to exhibit, then you need to be at these Wrinkly Road shows to just shout about what you do. So it might be something you lovely ladies we could talk about after the show. Definitely. Maybe you want to visit. Absolutely. Their next one is the 11th of April, if I've got that date correct. I will check it out for you, listener, before the end of the show. They're going to be in Headcorn Village Hall in Kent. So it's a great place to go along. I interviewed and I played them a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to repeat them on Easter Monday for you. The interviews with some of the exhibitors that I went around, and also I managed to collar one of the visitors, lovely lady who was willing to be interviewed, called Pat. She was like, yes, I don't mind talking to you. Bless her. The others all ran away, strangely. And so it was great to actually hear how they found it and how they enjoyed the day. So January was the first of many. As I say, the next one, heads up, is April, and it's Headcorn. So again, do have a look, wrinklyroadshow.com. Now, Twitter's going mad already. Let me just see what's happening over here on the Twitters. We've got new notifications. We've got retweets going on. Oh, somebody's obviously on your Twitter feed, ladies. We've got CUP Advocacy on Twitter. They say, please listen to our advocates on @CaresWins. They must mean you, Sarah. And Sarah. Yes, don't panic, listener. I'm not repeating myself. I have Sarah Oakes and I have Sarah Deeson. Is that right?
Deeson. Right, yes.
So yes, don't panic. I'm not, well, I probably lost the plot years ago, but Jan Mulligan knows that. Jan Mulligan, my wonderful co-presenter who helped me 3 years ago, listener, to launch Who Cares Wins. So big thanks to Jan Mulligan, a big thanks to Sue Parker, also Channel Radio and Paul Andrews and Mike and Kevin, and obviously all the wonderful guests I've had along the way. So it's so exciting to still be here 3 years down the line, with even more support and even more guests queuing at the door. I just can't keep up with contacting them all. So it's brilliant news. So yes, thank you for your tweet, CAP Advocacy, whoever you are, the sitting behind the keyboard. Also Lisa Settle has been retweeting. We've had RP, which is another great show on Channel Radio. They've been retweeting. Channel Radio itself retweets us. The Community Show. Now, that's another show. Again, Sarah and Sarah, you may be interested. The Community Show, all about charity and wonderful charitable events in Kent. They are on Thursday at 10 o'clock if you want to tune in and listen. Or again, like Who Cares Wins, you can do the Listen Again facility. So, if you want to contact us, I suppose we should tell you that we are contactable by not only Twitter, @CaresWins. You can also Facebook us. So you can go onto Facebook, Who Cares Wins Radio Show, and you can type a comment on our little headline, timeline, and I will see it. You can email me, studio@whocareswinsradio.co.uk, and I will pick that up and I'll read it out if we have enough time today. And the quickest and most probably best and magnificent way of talking to me, and it's my preference, obviously, is to ring me on the phone. So if you want to call me, 01303 874 998 between now and 1 o'clock, or maybe just before, we can have a chat, find out why you're ringing. Maybe you've got something to promote. Maybe you want to say how wonderful these two ladies are, Sarah and Sarah. You want to shout about something that's going on in your local area around health and well-being, and you just want everyone to know. Then you tell us and we tell the world. Now, I'll just have a lie down now, and I'm going to pass over to my guests. No, don't panic. Sarah and Sarah, we're delighted to have you in the studio, because I know Jan met you, Sarah Oakes.
Yep.
Jan met you at the Wellbeing Symposium back in November, and we obviously then got you booked into the show diary. So apologies, we were so booked up that it's taken till now to get you on air. But of course, the Wellbeing Symposium, promoting what you do, talking about health and wellbeing. So it's brilliant to have you here, and it's a shame Jan can't join us, but obviously Jan, busy little girl out there working away on a Monday now, so she can't join. But I know she listens back later, so we all say, hello, Jan. We miss you.
Hello, Jan.
Jan, she was saying that she's not quite sure she should have spoken to you, but I think because she didn't want to be on the show, on the radio. But now, you see, we've allayed those fears, Sarah, and you are now going to tell us all sorts of information. So who wants to start me off? First of all, CAP Advocacy. What is that?
Well, very simply, CAP is Support, Empower, Advocate, Promote.
Ah, so it's an acronym. So
it's an acronym, yes.
Oh, we like those.
Which very simply just says what we do.
Yeah.
We've been around for about 21 years now.
Wow.
So it's a long-standing charity that started in Hastings.
Brilliant.
And now operates all across the south of England. So we have lots of different types of advocacy. Mm-hmm. Our biggest sort of source of advocacy is the statutory types, which basically means those that the local authorities must provide.
Right. So,
they have a legal obligation.
For example,
health complaints.
Okay.
So the local authority has a legal obligation to provide health complaints advocacy mm-hmm. for people who haven't had such a good experience with the NHS and feel they need to make a complaint and need support with that.
Right.
So that's one of them. There's mental health advocacy for people yep. under section. There's advocacy for people who lack capacity, and also a new obligation for the Care Act, which came in last year. So there's a new place on the authority to provide advocacy for people going through the processes of the local authority.
Wow.
So they have to do that, but then we do provide lots of other statutory or non-statutory advocacy as well.
Right.
Things like military advocacy and victims of crime. So wow. we do a lot of this.
Busy
things.
Little bees. Now, just to clarify that, now that was Sarah Deason. If you want to distinguish listener, and I may do a quiz at the end of the show to say now which one spoke the most. So that was Sarah Deason. Now, if I may just step back from the company itself and the registered charity itself. You two obviously are employed by the organisation. Do you both have the same job role or the same sort of exposure of what you're supposed to be doing in the company, or are you very different?
We've got different roles, yes.
Have you?
I'm an advocate, so out there providing the advocacy.
So you are one-to-one with the people, meeting
yes,
them?
Yes, absolutely, yeah,
and
working with clients. I've got a active client list
right.
that I work with.
Okie-dokie.
Whereas Sarah Deason is our team manager in Kent.
You're the
Midway.
Boss.
I am.
She tells me what to do.
So we'll keep her sweet. Would you like another cup of tea?
I'm fine, thank you.
Now, I'm intrigued. How did you get involved in this organisation? Obviously, you're employed and you've taken the job, but I'm almost intrigued why did you take the job? What stood out for you and you said, yes, I'm going to apply for that?
I fell into advocacy over 10 and a half years ago now.
Wow.
I started off training as a mental health nurse many years ago. And after a spell overseas, I completed a master's in psychology and then thought, right, I need to get a job.
She's going to psychoanalyze me now.
I'm watching you now. So I thought I'd better get a job and started looking at job adverts and just saw something for a health complaints advocate locally within Kent.
Oh, right.
And I thought, I've no idea what that is, but I sort of looked at the job specification. I thought, oh, it kind of encompasses everything that I've done in the past.
Yes.
Plus, I had gone through having a close family member very unwell in hospital for some time
right.
and feeling very disempowered myself as yeah. a relative. So I felt that I could sort of use the skills I had and offer something. And here
Brilliant.
I am.
And now you're
10
on radio.
And a half years
Yay!
Later.
You're on channelradio.co.uk where it all happens. So I'm turning now to the boss, Sarah Deason.
Well, I'm a relative newbie to CEAP.
You're a newbie?
Relatively, yes. Only coming up to a year and a half.
Oh. Okay, you found your feet though, year and a half.
Yes, and I have to say it's great.
Brilliant.
I joined the organisation as team manager.
Yeah.
And before that, I've got a long background of working with young people with emotional, social and behavioural difficulties.
Fantastic.
And sort of moving towards the sort of business side, developing and promoting services. And I really enjoyed
wow.
that side of it rather than working directly hands-on with clients. So I feel sort of in my career I've had that experience,
yeah.
but now I want to move on to
So as
to
a
developing.
Team manager, you are obviously overseeing somebody like Sarah Oakes, who is an advocate. How many do you have? How many do you have to look after and support?
Well, we have a supervising advocate as well who does a lot of the day-to-day.
Oh, great.
That's Heather. So
hello, Heather.
Shout out to Heather, yes, who's our supervising advocate. So she does a lot of the sort of supervisory things
Brilliant.
On the day-to-day.
Brilliant.
We have about 9 in our team at the moment.
Wow.
But with the new Kent services, we're
yes.
probably going to double it within the next 3 weeks.
Awesome.
Which, yes, it's awesome.
Sarah's thinking, hang on, I've now got to manage double the quantity.
Yes. Mm. So it's going to be an interesting time, but great for the people
yeah.
of Kent.
But exciting and, times too.
Yeah,
sounds
good.
Like, yeah. And we're going to talk about that press release in a moment,
yeah,
if I may.
Absolutely.
I just want to almost tease my listener.
Yes.
That will come in a moment. Twitter, we've got some more coming through on Twitter. that person behind the keyboard, CAP Advocacy, on Twitter have said our advocates, Sarah Oakes and Sarah Deason, are live on At Cares Wins right now. So thank you for tweeting. I've retweeted you. And Jan, she sent through a tweet. So she's obviously tweeting. She can't listen, but she says, happy birthday show. Sorry to be missing it. Have a great time. Here's to the next 3 years. Here, here. Just three, Jan. Surely there's more than that. I've got somebody else that's added us to a list of West Creative Health Wellbeing. Oh, I'll have to look at that list in a moment. So your involvement is, you're more sort of the team management side of it, and actually you're the sort of, or why I suppose, stepping back a bit, the strategy, the exposure, how we're working, how we're integrating. Whereas you're literally what I call Sarah Oakes, the front line, the one-to-one. You're on the ground.
Getting out and about, working with clients day
to day. Fantastic. So if I may, just before we go to a little music break, which obviously time whizzes by in this studio, so just to warn you that we need to make sure we crack on and get everything covered we can before 5 to 1. So it's a challenge, but we can do it. Now, advocacy. There may be listeners who are sitting there thinking, you're going on about advocacy, you're saying you're an advocate, we do all these advocacy services. I can't get my teeth in today. Are you legal eagle beagles?
We are not.
Good.
We are not legally trained. We don't offer any kind of legal advice or legal information. We obviously signpost to, say, for example, the Law Society, if people want to find out about the legal side of things. But as advocates, the role is very different. We are there to make sure people are listened to, make sure people have choices in life, make things change for people, protect people's rights, and give people just general control and independence over their lives.
Brilliant.
So that's what we do.
So you're not going to you're not going to stand up in court and put one of those funny wigs on?
Sadly not.
No. Okay. Well, let's have a bit of music, which has been chosen by these lovely ladies today in the studio. If I may, Sarah Oakes, you were saying earlier about this one is Coldplay and it's Fix You, which I think is quite appropriate. When I listen to these lyrics, especially for what you do. And obviously I know more than the listener at this stage, but Fix You, the lyrics, the words in there, it is quite an apt song. We can't really say it's your theme tune yet for advocacy, but
definitely not. No, it's one of my favorite songs anyway.
Good.
I'm a bit biased.
Well, that's okay.
And it was also chosen by our colleagues in our head office as well.
Is that
as a suggestion
behind the keyboard, maybe?
Possibly. But we can't fix people. We wouldn't sort of even begin to fix people, and we can't often fix situations for people, but at the same time we can be there, we can support people through difficult times in their lives, which I think is what this song is about.
So actually I'm going to rename this song, We Support You.
Absolutely.
Alias, otherwise known as Fix You by Coldplay.
When you try your best but you don't succeed, when you get what you want but not what you need, when you feel so tired but you can't sleep, stuck in reverse, and the tears come streaming down your face, when you lose something you can't replace, when you love someone but it goes to waste, could it be worse? Lights will just what you were.
with your host, Angela Breyer-Stevenson, on Channel Radio.
Hey, I trust you all had your lighters and your arms in the air there at the end, singing away, saying, yes, we will all fix, stroke, support each other around the world, not just in Kent. Here in Romney Marsh on channelradio.co.uk, it is me, Angela Breyer-Stevenson. Thank you for tuning in to Who Cares Wins. We are here in the studio today with two wonderful Sarahs who have just tweeted photographs. So there's now no excuse, listener, to know who is who, although I have tested that I haven't actually put which one's which. I just put Sarah number one and Sarah number two. So yes, listener, you need to maybe guess which one's talking now. Sarah Oakes, I'm going to come to you because in the green room we were talking just before we went live about advocacy, and we just highlighted there briefly, you know, what is the meaning of advocacy, if I could say it, you know, that detail that you're not legal eagles, you're not representing people in court, you're not putting on any funny wigs. So if we could just sort of really expand on the actual service that, you know, you are, it's advocacy, but in this truest sense of almost this hand holding. And I understand that actually a brilliant example, you've got a case study for me that perhaps would help our listener understand it.
Yeah. I mean, I can certainly talk about that in just a moment.
Yes, please. Yeah.
I mean, just to highlight that our services are free, independent and confidential.
And that's F-R-E-E, free.
Free,
not
yes.
The number
free
thing.
At the point of contact, great. Yes. And independent of NHS, social services, etc., which is very
good.
Important to our clients.
Mm, very.
And anything that people say to us is completely confidential. We don't share information without people's consent.
Good.
Unless, obviously, that, you know, there is risk of harm to themselves or to others.
No selling of any lists and things like that.
Absolutely not.
Good to hear.
And advocacy is about, as we said before, ensuring all people have their voice heard on issues that are important in their lives. We tend to say that we aim to support the most vulnerable people in society.
Okay.
However, I feel that any of us can be vulnerable at any point in our lives for
very
various
true.
Reasons,
very
whether
true.
Through ill health, bereavement, disability, or just being incredibly emotionally involved in a situation. Mm. I think we can all have that vulnerability.
I know only too well. And if I had known you existed back in 2009 when my husband was run over by a truck, then it probably would have been something that I would have needed and felt that, you know, could reach out, because I was this complete, well, what happens? And
that's
is this supposed to, you know, and mm. how, and actually are they supposed to be letting us out mm. of the hospital without any help and support and follow up?
Mm.
And so it would have been great.
Yeah. So you, as a very eloquent, able person, you know,
oh, thank you very much. You can come again.
But you can still feel very disempowered yeah, in certain situations.
Absolutely.
So really we are there to support everybody, and CAP as an organisation believe that everybody should have, you know, the access to advocacy services when they feel they need it.
Good.
And we're always seeking new and innovative ways of doing that and being able to provide that.
Mm.
As advocates, one of our main roles is to help people express their views and concerns. This may be verbally at meetings or in writing. So
okay.
Some of our work is remotely,
yeah.
Perhaps drafting letters for people, or, often we go to meetings as well with people to support them, perhaps meetings with social services or the NHS,
okay.
You know, to help them express their views. We help people.
Which is great, because obviously even if you've got somebody by your side, so you're in a meeting, you may still be doing all the talking and all the chatting, but actually just having that person sitting there, you're like, I feel stronger, I feel bigger.
And, you know, that is exactly. One of the most interesting things is we support, you know, people who are often, you know, they feel that they can't speak in meetings. They might say to me, oh, you need to do all the talking because
yeah.
I won't possibly be
yeah.
able to say a word. And so I say, that's fine if that's what you'd like me to do. And we prepare together she or he would like me to say. And then we get into the meeting and they end up talking the whole time and I don't say a word, which is fantastic, because that's
yeah.
what empowering someone is about. But often at the end people will say, oh, thank you, I couldn't have done that without you.
Sure.
Whereas I might have done nothing in the meeting, but like you say, it's being alongside
there.
Someone.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So just to highlight as well what advocates don't do, what we cannot do.
Ooh, that's important, yeah.
And that is, we don't tell people what to do. Control always remains with the individual themselves. They make the decisions. So we don't make any decisions on people's behalf, and we do not give advice. Quite often people will say to us, oh, you know, I know that you can't tell me what to do, but if you were in my situation, what would you do? And we have to say, you know, that is not our role. We can't do that. But let's talk about what your options are. And by having discussions along those lines, people are then able to think about what they want and to move forward and make some decisions themselves, which is the important thing. And in a personal way, I tend to see advocacy as a journey, as walking alongside someone on a particular journey they're making. And sometimes we might only walk with someone part of the way, and then they might feel able to walk the rest of the way themselves just from supporting at the beginning of the journey. Other people might want support the whole journey.
It's very personal, isn't it? Each individual, I bet.
Some people might only need a little bit of support, so they might need sort of guidance in how to read maps, you know, to get on their way on their journey. or sometimes we might say to people, actually, I think another organisation might be better able to support you on this particular journey. We do a lot of signposting to various other organisations to help people.
That's fantastic. So the case study, you had a little example. I know that we're already 12:30. Would you believe it? It's like we've got so much more to talk about.
I'm talking too much.
No, it's great. Maybe we need a 3-hour show. Just if you could highlight, there was a case study that is a brilliant example.
Yeah, this was a lady who husband had gone into hospital with an unknown illness. He'd been in there a few weeks. There were no answers, and there were question marks over whether he had a particular virus or not, but it was very vague. He knew that there was something sort of terribly wrong with him, and he had to push. He knew his body, although he had a sort of multiple medical conditions, he knew it was nothing to do with those, that there was something wrong, and he pushed and pushed, and eventually a doctor listened to him, did some sort of further tests and scans, and discovered he had an uncommon but recognized condition that needed immediate surgery. He had that, but very sadly died shortly afterwards. So after that, the lady concerned and her family met with the consultant informally on the ward and discussed the situation and questions they had, but that didn't resolve things for them. So at that point, she approached SEAP for support. Now, this lady was in her 80s and had a lot of health conditions herself, so she didn't feel able to go through this process on her own. Her family were not local and had their own issues, so they couldn't support her. Although they were supportive of her complaint, they couldn't support her. So we drafted a letter of complaint to the hospital, outlining her concerns. Once she was happy with the letter, we sent it off. She had a response, but it was sort of glossing over the issues and she didn't feel happy. So she asked me to support her in drafting a further letter, which we did. And she got another response, which was just saying that they'd done all they could to help her husband and nothing had, you know, they hadn't done anything wrong. She still wasn't happy. So with support, she met with the medical director of the hospital. And he'd done a review of her husband's care. He said that he felt that the hospital had done all they could to help her husband and that they couldn't possibly have predicted this condition. And afterwards, the lady concerned came out of the meeting and she said, he was very nice. He answered all my questions, but I'm still not quite sure. So at that point, I outlined her options, one of which was to go to the Health Service Ombudsman, which is the second stage of the NHS complaints procedure. So I supported her in filling out the form, the referral form. And after a few months, the ombudsman investigated her complaint and they upheld it. They found that the trust had not discovered and diagnosed this condition as soon as they could have done it. They could have found that the symptoms he was were experiencing were quite classic, and that they should have done something much quicker and he could potentially have, you know, been saved. So, of course, that was incredibly distressing for her to hear.
Very.
However, she did get comfort from knowing that she'd done all she could to raise her concerns, you know, that hopefully the hospital would now put measures in place to ensure that that didn't happen to others in that position.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that it allowed her to move on a little in the grieving process.
Sure. And as you say, it's almost that it's not going to bring him back. It's not going to make that situation any better because unfortunately he's passed away.
Yeah.
But as you say, there's an element of maybe her herself can maybe move on. There's an element of closure perhaps.
Yes.
But I like that idea that also there's something that, and I think that's lovely when people almost, I'm doing this because you can't help my husband, you can't help my partner, whoever it is, but actually I want to make sure it doesn't happen to somebody else.
And through the complaints procedure itself, that is something people very often want to achieve.
Yeah.
Yes.
Marvellous. So, oh, got goosebumps down my arms. So yeah, fantastic. And, you know, an example of what you do. Listening to you there, Sarah, and obviously Sarah Deason, I'm coming to you as well as the boss, as the manager. That I'm just wondering, so, do you need certain qualifications to do Sarah Oakes's job, to, you know, be out there? And you almost, you know, you're helping people put letters together. You have to understand what the process is in NHS and the complaints and procedure and, you know, what comes next. And you have to do it formally, you know. Mm. So there's a lot of learning or knowledge that needs to be understood, surely.
Yes, we do. And that's a really important part of what we do as, yeah, as an organisation, is to make sure that our advocates are fully trained.
Brilliant.
We have a training arm, training company called Advocacy Training.
Yeah.
And we train our own advocates, and we can also train the advocates of other organisations.
Oh, right.
And all advocates really need to be qualified to a level 3. MVQ level 3,
yeah,
qualification
in anything particular,
in qualification in advocacy,
in advocacy. Yes. So they've got to have that prior to that.
They can join us not having it.
Oh, okay.
But then the expectation is that during the first year they start working towards it and complete it within a reasonable amount of time.
Sure. Because it is important, as I say, there's quite a responsibility on the other Sarah here.
It is.
You know, when you're out there with those individuals and sitting and compiling a letter or structing a letter, although you're not actually typing it for them, as you say, you're not, you know, advising, they're doing it, they're in control. Mm. You still have to have that knowledge and awareness of what's out there and, you actually need to do this form from this place and I'll get that for you. You've got to know where they are.
Yes, you do. And certainly some of the statutory ones that I touched on right at the beginnings, the mental capacity advocacy.
Now you can tell me to shut up, and you can tell me I'm not going to answer that on air, but you must be, perhaps I'm assuming here, maybe you're a little bit busier after the budget discussions last week.
potentially, and we do have, that's something that we're very, very aware of, and we do have a service in East Sussex that deals with people around PIP and ESA, the personal independence and things, but we do have an app that is probably
now
worth
they're getting techie.
In.
Now
probably
they're getting
worth
techie
talking
on me.
About them.
Hey.
Right, this
they've
moment.
Got an app. That's it. They are on the planet. That's
yes,
it.
That's
so
it. We are.
I can.
Are
is it?
Times.
Is it on iTunes? Yes. I can. I obviously have to go to iTunes or somewhere else.
You go to. You can download the app, but if you go to www.app.org.uk and have a look. Basically, we know how stressful and confusing the medical assessment process can be, and it can really adversely affect on the outcome.
Right.
If you're stressed at the time, you're not going to get all the information over. We worked in partnership with Hastings Borough Council, Comet Relief, and a couple of others to develop the advocacy.
Brilliant.
App. And so they can go through it and try out the questions that might be asked and receive an indication of the likely outcome.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't replace the need for face-to-face advocacy.
No, but it's a good starting
point.
But
it's a great start. And,
yeah,
you know, face-to-face advocacy is not always available. Because
and the little lady that likes gadgets and apps, yes, I'm, wow. Well, I think now I need to go and have a look at this. So while I fiddle about, and I'm going to tweet it for you folks, and I'll post it
Brilliant.
Later on our
Thank
Facebook
you.
Page as well.
Thank you.
So don't panic, listener, if you're like, oh, I didn't get all that information. I will tweet about it now, and also we will put it on Facebook and the website and the links and LinkedIn, everywhere possible. Posters, stick it on your car, windscreen, whatever. Bumper stickers, maybe I need to invent. But let's have a bit of music while I do that.
Thank you.
Now this one also is quite pertinent. If I come back to Rachel Oakes, we were talking about this very quickly. Stand By You by Rachel Platten. You were in a car traffic jam.
Yes, I'd been to see a client and coming back from that, and I was stuck in stationary traffic. I was getting really bored. I was eating far too many jelly babies. And then this song came on the radio that I hadn't heard before, but I started listening to it perhaps more than I would have done had I been concentrating on my driving.
Good to hear.
And I thought that actually it does reflect a lot of what advocacy is and what we do on a day-to-day basis. For example, a couple of the lines are, if your wings are broken, please take mine so yours can open too, which I feel is very, very supportive.
Very.
And also, even if we can't find heaven, I'll walk through hell with you, which is basically saying we can't make everything perfect, but we can walk alongside you, you know, when things aren't very good.
Definitely. Well, I'm going to now sit back and try and multitask. So enjoy Rachel Platten, Stand By Me.
Hands, put your empty hands in mine. And scars, show me all the scars you hide. And hey, if your wings are broken, please take mine so yours can open too. 'Cause I'm gonna stand by you. Oh, tears make a lot of scopes in your eyes. It hurt, I know you're hurting, but so am I. And love, if your wings are broken, borrow mine so yours can open too. 'Cause I'm gonna stand by you. Even if we're breaking down, we can find a way to break through. Even if we can't find heaven, I'll walk through hell with you. Love, you're not alone. 'Cause I'm gonna stand by you. Even if we can't find heaven, I'm gonna stand by you. Even if we can't find heaven, I'll walk through hell with you. Love, you're not alone. 'Cause I'm gonna stand by you. Yeah, you're all I never knew I needed. And the heart, sometimes it's unclear why it's beating.
Host Angela Bryer Stevenson on Channel Radio.
Well, I trust you enjoyed that and those lyrics. Very, very appropriate for our gorgeous guest this afternoon from CAP Advocacy, both Sarah Oakes and Sarah Deason. So again, a big welcome and thank you for being in the studio with me today on Who Cares Wins, your health and wellbeing show here on channelradio.co.uk. Don't forget, if you want to contact us, then time is running out. You've got until about 5:00. If you want to call us on 01303 874998, if you need to shout about something urgently on health and well-being and just want to contact us through the show, or Twitter at @careswins, and of course email studio@whocareswinsradio.co.uk. Now, as time is moving on, I want to make sure that Sarah Deason, I'm coming back to the boss, to the team manager, that you sent me through actually a lovely press release, because something's happening very important on the 1st of April. It's not about April Fools. This is really happening to do with Kent advocacy.
Absolutely, yes. So advocacy in Kent historically has been a little bit bitty, and so there's been lots of organisations providing advocacy, but it's been quite difficult for people to find their way around it and find out who's actually been providing what.
Right.
So what's happening is it's all being brought together into a kind of a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
So that we can offer a clear pathway to advocacy for people in Kent.
Brilliant.
So Kent Advocacy.
Yeah.
So the website will be kentadvocacy.org.uk. Not live yet. It'll be live on the 1st of April. And that will be all referrals will come in for advocacy into that one hub. So whether you're looking for, whether you're somebody with autistic spectrum disorder, dementia, hearing or sight impaired, an older person, maybe have a mental health disability,
yeah,
or physical difficulty, or one of the ones we've been talking about already, mm, one of the statutory ones we've talked about, the health complaints and so on.
Yeah.
All of those will come into the one place. So you won't need to be searching around. You'll just go to the one. So if you're somebody that wants advocacy for yourself or for somebody else, then that's where you'll go.
Brilliant. So it almost helps. It just sort of, because obviously that the wonderful CAP website, which is CAP.org.uk.
Yes.
When you first land there, sometimes it's a bit, for me, I found as, oh my goodness, because there's so much.
Yes.
It's almost right. Where's the phone number? Yeah. I'll ring someone.
That's it. And that's what we're really doing with Kent Advocacy, is it's going to be really straightforward website, one referral point, one phone number,
yep,
and that will link you through to all of our partners, because we're not just delivering it in isolation. The absolutely critical point with Kent Advocacy,
yes,
is that we've got the expertise of all of our partners.
You? Yeah.
So CAP will deliver some of it, mm-hmm, but our partners, we've got 8 partners who are delivering it with us. So organisations that are already known in Kent, we chose partners who are, no, as I say, known in Kent,
yes,
and expertise for their particular area of work.
Mm.
So, for example, we've got Rethink Mental Illness in East Kent. We've got Assert in West Kent. Another advocacy organisation, Advocacy for All, in East Kent there. And then for some of the, so those are doing a lot of the statutory, so the ones that the local authority has to provide, and mental health there. And then we've got some of the other organisations, like Silk, who I gather you had on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, I just noticed Silk, their lovely logo. Yes, we had the wonderful Hannah and Donna, who we interviewed, and then we aired their interview on the show. So fantastic. And I think they were at the Rinkley Road Show.
Oh,
so
okay.
Shouting about what they do. Yeah. So brilliant.
Yes,
brilliant.
So they're one of our partners.
Lovely ladies.
And we've got CROP there for older people, and ADSS, Alzheimer's and Dementia Support Services. They already provide a dementia support line for the whole of Kent. So we're bringing them on
brilliant.
As a partner as well.
That's fab.
And then Royal Association for the Deaf. So for those who are hard of hearing as well, advocacy for them.
Brilliant.
So we hope that across the board, we've got a nice split of organisations there who, you know, we will then be able to signpost to the right ones. So all the referrals come into one place, and then we will just push them off to whichever one we think is the right one, bearing in mind their.
But actually, as you're saying, it just makes so much more sense for the public, you know, almost as me.
Yes.
I just have one point of call, contact, one number, one email to remember, and then effectively you're doing the rest.
Yeah, we worry about where it goes after that, and then the advocate will then contact the person, the client.
That's brilliant. So if we can just reiterate then, so at the moment we've got the app, which I've just posted out on Twitter, but remember, listener, but all of you, if you want to get hold of that app, which is free, which again you can obviously then help you through it. For example, you were saying if there was a disability benefit claim, or you could type in PIP or ESA and then see what the app does and how it then guides you through. So the app you can get from the website, which was www.c-app.org.uk.
That's correct, yeah.
But then if we can just give a shout out then for these websites, the one that's currently live is, remind me.
So Currently, there's lots of people providing different types of advocacy for CEAP, which we are just doing health complaints at the moment. Right. And that's www.seap.org.uk.
Great.
So that's health complaints. And then, but then from the 1st of April, we will be with our partners offering all these different types of advocacy. So if you feel from what you've heard today that you've got, you need some, an issue that you've got that you need an advocate for, and it could be anything. It could be a finance issue, it could be housing, you know, it's really just if you feel fit into one of the categories that I've discussed today, then, you know, do get on to us. You know, we're not going to try and turn you away. As you said, we've done a lot of signposting as well. Yeah. If we don't feel that it fits into Kent Advocacy, then we'll do our best to find the right agency. And that'll be a key part of what we do, is to signpost you on. So we're not going to close the door.
It's not sort of like, sorry, click, hang up.
Yeah, exactly.
there is help, whatever it might be, whether it's, well, we can't, but we know someone
who does.
It's almost like that wonderful advert. I'm showing my age, but, you know, that advert, those, I don't know, but I know a man that can.
Exactly.
So just a shout out. So if people want to, obviously that's from the 1st of April.
That's right.
That's kentadvocacy.org.uk.
That's right,
that goes live on the 1st of April.
Yes.
But obviously if they want to sort of find out now or try and talk to someone now, they could go to that website, or can they email or phone someone?
The best thing to do would be to phone or email us at the moment.
Okay.
Because that website isn't yet live. But if they're interested just to know a little bit more now, then our phone number is 0300 34 35 714.
Okie dokie.
And our email is kent@seap.org.uk.
Brilliant. And of course, we already have you on Twitter, which we've been retweeting you all around the globe.
Absolutely.
So if people want to follow you and catch up with you on Twitter, obviously that's a bit more public though.
Yeah.
But obviously if you want to see what they're up to or what they're posting, then CEAP Advocacy is their Twitter handle. Is that right?
Yes. And we've got @CEAPKent.
And @CEAPKent. Yes. Ooh, have I not been following the right one?
We have.
I will make sure that they're both under @Careswinds. Yes. So that is brilliant. Ladies, thank you so much for just highlighting, you know, what is available here for people. And I think, we definitely need to have a bit of a chat. I'll show you the wrinklyroadshow.com website, because a lot of what you've been saying there, Sarah, about especially Kent Advocacy and the signposting, I think it could be another mechanism for you to really shout about what you're doing and get out there.
You.
And also maybe I'll talk to you and highlight again the community show, which is on a Thursday, so you could come back to the Channel Radio studios. Or if not, you could send through your press release for the community show to shout out about, because the 1st of April is a Friday, isn't it? They could shout about it on the Thursday the 30th or 31st of March.
Yes.
And if you follow the community show, community_show on Twitter, you will then be in the clan, in the group, for that information. But in the meantime, thank you ladies so much for coming down and joining me in the studio. Jan sends her wishes. It's great to have you on to shout about what you do, to give an example. So both the Sarahs, the wonderful double act. And if you, the listener, want to know any more, then obviously we will have everything on our Facebook page. We will post everything on our website, whocareswinsradio.co.uk. So watch out for, if it's not by this evening, it should be there by tomorrow, and all the information. Don't forget, listen again on Channel Radio as well. So they have a listen again feature. As soon as this show finishes, within minutes, as if by magic, it appears on the listen again area of Channel Radio's website. Now, before we disappear, a few things. One of those is, I talked about magic just there, and I do want to send out my sincere condolences to Paul Daniel's family, who sadly he passed away at the weekend. He brought, some people didn't like him, some people, you know, found that he got on the nerves, but I quite liked the chatter and the humour that he brought. So a few other things, something a bit close to my heart. The 24th of March, so that is... Where are we today? 21, 22, 23. Thursday. I can do maths. Did you notice that, Sarah? Brain Tumour Research is the 24th of March. It's a wear a hat day. If you want to know more, or you want to follow, the hashtag on Twitter is hattastic. So that's HATTASTIC. But wear a hat dot wearahatday.org. It's all about putting your hat on in relation to, again, promoting, a bit like me wearing my socks today for World Down Syndrome Day, brain tumour research. They want people on Thursday to just highlight the fact about brain tumour research. We need the funds. We need people to raise awareness so that we can really investigate, because a lot of brain tumours are as results of cancers where they spread into the brain. A lot of children, unfortunately, do suffer with brain tumours. And a lot of us, unfortunately, us adults, people that die under the age, I think they were saying on their website something about most people who die under 40, they're dying from a brain tumour, which was horrific stats to read. So if we can help raise awareness and raise more funds, then great. Wearahatday.org. I'm already thinking about what colour I might go and find a hat to wear. A few other things. Jan actually posted this through to me. Bless her. She's still out there busying with her Who Cares Wins hat on. Did you know this? There's a low vision Kent awareness event. So free events are in Sevenoaks, Maidstone and Dover. Sevenoaks, the 20th of April. Maidstone is the 21st of April. And Dover is the 10th of May. Now, this is the Kent Association for the Blind and Dolphin. They're pleased to bring you three low vision events in their Spring Kent Roadshow. Basically, you can go along and discover the latest low vision aids and you can try them out. You can touch your first tablet and get online. You can discuss your mobility requirements with leading blindness charities. So if you're looking for a handy gadget, you want some expert training, just a fun day out, then go along to the Kent Low Vision Roadshows. Again, they are in Sevenoaks on the 20th of April. They are in Maidstone on the 21st of April. And they are in Dover on the 10th of May. I will post the information and details and locations all on our Facebook. And I will also post that on our Who Cares Wins Radio website page under events. A couple other things, just to remind you from last week with the bushcraft training and the nature mindfulness retreats that Jack Raven Bushcraft and Jane of Inspirational Changes are organising. You need to get booking quickly, hurry up, because they only have a few dates for these wonderful nature-based mindfulness days. So one of the days is Saturday the 14th of May. Another day is Thursday the 16th of June. So those days, you are literally just for the day. You're doing a short walk. You are practicing some mindfulness practices. You are obviously out in nature. And if you listen to last week's show with Jack explaining and Jane explaining the benefits and the scientific benefits of being outside, if you fancy a 2-day, so you stay over and sleep over in a hammock under the stars and the trees, then a 2-day mindfulness retreat. They're doing one on Saturday the 13th through to Sunday the 14th of August. So if you want to get in touch, the best thing is go to jackravenbushcraft.co.uk. And then if you have a look at the Bushcraft Courses tab, you will find all the way down at the bottom is the Mindfulness Retreats. And you can actually book via the website. So it's very, very easy to do. But I do encourage you, because places are limited. So you want to get in there fast. A few other running people. I know they're mad. They put their trainers on and they run 26 miles. Jane is one of them. She's doing the London Marathon on the 24th of April. And she's doing it again, her fifth marathon. She's doing it for Pilgrim's Hospice. She's aiming to raise £1,800 or more. So if you want to donate even just 5p, 1p, whatever, it all helps into the pot. Then go along and look at justgiving.com/Jane, and that's spelled J-A-Y-N-E hyphen Dunsby, that's D-U-N-S-B-E-E and the number 5, and donate as much as you can, just enough to encourage her maybe just to keep going when she's at 25 and a half miles and she feels that she can't do any further. And the other lady who inspires me every moment I think about her out there training on her little push bike is the lovely Lisa Marie Settle, who I noticed she's been on Twitter retweeting us. Lovely lady Lisa Marie Settle of Tailcare Limited. She's doing the, where are we? I have to get this right. She's cycling from Vietnam to Cambodia. It's just, you know, everyone does that, doesn't they? Sarah, have you
just up the road?
Just up that. Just an odd 280 miles. Yes, by push bike, no engine. She's doing it in November this year. So if you want to help her raise money and keep her going with her training, then have a look at justgiving.com/Lisa-Marie Settle with the number one on the end. And there's a couple of pictures on there, but she's doing it for three charities, Women versus Cancer. She's also doing it for, well, it's overall Women versus Cancer. So it's Breast Cancer Care, Joe's, Cervical Cancer Trust and the Ovarian Cancer Action. So yeah, I'd just say hat off to you, Lisa, especially the last few days. I'm sure she's been out in the snow and the rain, but she's been out there training. Next week's show, we are back in the studio and I have a lovely, lovely gentleman guest joining me in the studio. Some of you may recall he was on the Business Bunker show, which is every Tuesday, remember, from 1 till 3 with Paul Andrews and Jules Serkin. Simon Lee from Unlimited Courages, Unlimited Courage. He is joining me in the studio to talk about his role as a human experience coach. If you look at his website, it's amazing, but he's bringing together the martial arts as well as his own personal from bodybuilding and qigong and meditation. He's an ultra marathon runner. I better get fit by next week. But he's going to talk about his habits of the subconscious mind as well as mental health and depression. So very interesting guy, very interesting topics. So do join me next week, 12 noon. Remember that this show is repeated as soon as you like, as we finish on Channel Radio. .co.uk. Also, it will be on our archives, whocareswinsradio.co.uk. And also, we have some other groovy shows for you for the rest of today. So remember, we've got Richard Hubbard coming up at 2. We've then got the Homegrown Grooves with Comrade. We've got the Swing Bands. We've got the super duper shows in the evenings towards the rest of the week. Really, I don't see any reason why you should just unlock from your PC. Just stay on channelradio.co.uk and you're just chilled and you are just played lovely tunes and you also get tons and tons of information around Kent and beyond. So thank you so much. Thank you once again to my lovely Sarahs who've been sitting there very, very behaved, I must say, sitting there listening. We're going to play out with your final choice, which is You've Gotta Be by Desiree. Enjoy your week, everyone. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you next week.
Listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds, try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears, go ahead, release your fears, stand up and be counted, don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together.